Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Time once again to talk to the Hall of Famer, the playmaker, Michael Irvin, here on 95.7 The Game on Damon and Ratto. And Michael, we've got a 49ers overtime win and a fun one on New Year's Day to talk about, a few other games from the weekend as well. But we have to start with the situation last night in Cincinnati. Everyone knows what happened. We still don't know what the ultimate outcome will be. But take us through your headspace as you were watching it unfold. What were you thinking in real time as we were all sort of looking on in Cincinnati at a situation that I think everyone involved was completely unfamiliar with?
Completely unfamiliar with. And you know, even today when we're working, I talked about it because, you know, our job is to bring our knowledge, but also our experiences to the desk. And this is something. And what we watch with DeMar Hamlin, that very few of us have real experience or real knowledge about, you know, it's just a difficult, in a different situation. Now, the closest thing I can draw, and I try to draw from it, was my moment in Philadelphia when I thought my neck was broken. I was paralyzed, and I remember looking up and having my best friend, one of my great friends, Deion, praying over me, and me not knowing the severity of me laying down there. While I was laying down there, until I saw their faces and seeing how afraid they were. That's what I saw last night while I was watching. You know, I saw the faces of all the guys around, and it told me just how big, how deep that moment was. And you know how I drew back on that, and I was like, wow, you know, it's just so hard to watch, man. You know, you know you're risking bones. We understand ligaments and all of that. Not one time have I ever taken the field thinking that they'll have to revive me on the football field. I just never thought that kind of situation can happen. Yeah, you may break a bone, you may tear some ligaments. But restart your heart. That's a whole different world. And now I guess you have to take that on the football field with you too, also, the time you go.
Could you have imagined the players wanting to play once this happened? I mean, given the fact that they didn't seem to want to play and that both coaches pretty much were backing them on that, could you imagine a scenario in which you'd be asked to resume playing football, and would you be able to say, no, I don't think so?
But we're so trained and so ingrained that you take the blow and keep moving. Whatever it is, usually in practice, somebody gets hurt. Move the practice up 5 yards. Just keep it going while you're attending to that person. You just keep it moving. So you kind of get conditioned to it. But this was something different. As I said, you got to resuscitate someone on the football field. It's even though you're trained to move on, let's keep it going, let's keep going, there's no way it could have gone on, played that game. They did the right thing and called it out. They did the right thing so far in saying, hey, we have no plans to reschedule this as of now for this week. Let's just focus on the health of DeMar Hamlin.
DeMar Hamlin's heart stopped. CPR was obviously performed. They discovered a heartbeat on the field, loaded him into the ambulance, and brought him to what is luckily for him one of the best hospitals in America. And yeah. I hope that everyone there will be able to do and you know, create all the gifts that medicine has given us to just bring this man back to, you know, a life, not even a football life. We'll see what happens. Right. You know, it's very, very concerning. The amount of time that they stopped that game. I actually did think back to your injury, because that was about you were on the field at the vet for about 15, 20 minutes, which in football stoppage time feels like a full day. Were you ever able to talk to your teammates about what they felt? Like you said, Deion Sanders was praying over you. Did you ever ask them how difficult it was to continue their day at work after you had I would say, Michael, that your on-field injury was about as scary an injury to a high-profile player we had ever seen. But again, it was not a matter of life and death. It was serious enough to think, will this man ever walk again? But there's a difference between paralysis and dying. Last night was an actual visit of the question, life or death. And that's what made it so scary. Do you remember talking to your teammates about what it was like to continue going forward, having seen what happened to you?
I did have conversations with him, and Deion and I were talking about that afterwards. He said, man, you have to understand what we saw. You know, he said, man, this whole team, we've seen you get up. You've always led the team, and you were the heart and soul. He said, now, he said, when we were looking at you, we saw fear in your eyes that was like, that we've never seen. You know, you attacked the football field. I didn't know you saw fear in my eyes, and I guess you saw it because I was looking at them. So, you know, it's such a difficult thing. When you go on the field, you know there's a possibility of those things happening. What we witnessed last night, you don't ever go on the field thinking there's a real possibility of you may lose a limb, but we never thought you may lose life.
Michael Irvin with us here on 95.7 The Game. And I'll tell you the one thing that was officially the sign that something was completely abnormal was the fear that you saw on the players' faces around him. I've never seen more two concerned teams in any sport, I don't think ever. And that to me was the message that the NFL probably should have responded to faster than they actually did. That this game it was secondary before the evening began. Right now, it's absolutely secondary. Were you surprised that the league actually tried to play the show must go on card, having been involved in this league as long as you have and knowing that, you know, business in many instances is the priority even over player safety or mental health?
Well, I understand that there are other sides to the game that I grew up playing and love as a kid. You know, I can love it as a kid. We can all love it as something we watch and everything. But the truth and hard facts to it is it is a very, very prospering business. You know, that's the reality of it. So, no, I understand the NFL. They have to get these games played, and they were, you know, trying to move you towards playing the games. I also commend them. Because obviously they did listen in, you know, them wanting to move, play that game and keep it playing. I expect that. That's their side of it. But at least they listen, or they received what they were getting from the players and everybody involved. That no, this got to stop, right? We can't move forward. We can't play a game this time. As many times as we moved forward in practice when somebody got hurt or kept it going, this time you can't play this game. And I'm glad they did the right thing.
Given the crowd reaction in Philadelphia when you got hurt, were you at all surprised that the stadium last night immediately went from, you know, football mode to concern mode, and that it stayed that way to the point where Bills and Bengals fans were going together to the hospital?
I am surprised, and I don't think I'm real surprised, but it was a pleasant surprise to see. Even today, as we move forward, we talk about how we compete on the football field, but the truth is, we as players always talk about it's a fraternity, we're part of a family. You know, hearing how many times, and I've heard it quite a bit, and we just put it on our show, that his charity. You know, he wanted to raise $2,500, and now you see that funding is over $4 million. They say it's the same thing that we feel inside when we talk about we are a fraternity, we are a brotherhood, we are a family, and NFL, that it's a felt outside because that's all fans from everywhere feeling. This that the Buffalo and Buffalo fans and Buffalo players are going through and trying to do any little thing they can to help. So that says a great thing, I think, about the people out there.
Michael Irvin here on 95.7 The Game. To the business at hand of the league that has nothing to do with how serious last night was, to the nonsense that is actual football games. The 49ers, I think, just went through a valuable exercise in Las Vegas because they won a game that they probably thought was going to be a little bit easier before they started playing it. But Jared Stidham had an awful lot for this defense. As a matter of fact, only Patrick Mahomes really had more for the 49ers defense. The Raiders had what was a glorious game plan that they executed very, very well. And the game basically happened in the opposite way 49er games have equaled winning equations this year. To put Brock Purdy in that situation, I think, is a very valuable learning tool as he assumes the reins going into the playoffs. To make him uncomfortable, to make him play from behind, to not have a defensive control of an afternoon, I actually think that that's one of the more important games of the entire season for the 49ers.
Well, because now the thing, the needle has moved, or we used to call it goalposts, has moved back and all that. You change it, but the reality is, these are two fold games that you're playing now. There's no longer the one fold. Hey, let's get this thing set up. Let's get going into the playoffs. It's also what experience can we get going into the playoffs because of our quarterback, Brock Purdy. Now, see, so he's playing the games, but he has to learn certain things as he goes through these games to prepare him for the playoffs. So in that sense, that was a great experience for him, a tight game like that. Fight back, keep going. I got to go into overtime and make a play to win this game. To have that kind of thing hanging over you is absolutely, I thought, a good experience for Brock Purdy. Not something you're looking for the football team, but certainly a good win for your team coming out on that side, and a great experience for Brock Purdy.
Are there teams in the NFC that can do to the 49er defense what the Raiders did yesterday? I mean, they fell in love with the inside screen to Josh Jacobs, and it did tend to not only hurt the 49ers at the point of attack, but it also made them a little more tentative rushing the quarterback. What other teams in the NFC could do that in a playoff situation?
Well, that's a good question. That's a good question. Because now, let me see. What are we talking about, too? Now, San Fran, who can do that to that defense? I don't see it. I don't see any team that can do it. And I was even looking at what teams pick on that can kind of run that offense. You know, you got the Packers that runs that same offense, but certainly don't have the running game. But I don't see it. I don't see any team, any other team being able to give that kind of, those kinds of weapons that that Raiders threw at the 49ers and that kind of running game that I think it'll take. I just don't see anybody else in the NFC that has that, that could do that to that defense.
Christian McCaffrey is one of the best football players on the planet. I mean, there's just no way to deny his impact with the 49ers. This could go down as one of the greatest in-season trades any team has ever made. He has awoken their offense in a way. You know, we're fascinated by Brock Purdy. You know, there's a reason why the director of the game cuts to a close-up of the quarterback and the head coach almost after every single play. But the 49ers have scored 30 points in 6 of their last 9, 33 or more points in 4 of their last 5, and more than 37 now in back-to-back games. And it's Christian McCaffrey that has unlocked this.
Christian McCaffrey has been a great asset, no doubt. But I was watching today. I went back a couple weeks. I watched the game a couple weeks ago. Ray Ray McCloud ran down that side. I was like, God darn, look at the speed. And then this was then last week. You see Christian McCaffrey breaking off those long runs. I mean, you get long runs every week. Every week now. You know, teams don't usually, teams don't get that. Those big 20-plus yard plays on the run from the running game. So, yeah, Chris McCaffrey has taken it to another level. I think he's added to what with that offensive, Kyle Shanahan, even Mike Shanahan, that offense they put out for that running game. But then you put a talented guy, because that offense has already been, always been known to take a running back that's not the most talented and make him a great running back. Now you take a very talented running back that is real talented, put in the system. Now he goes to the next level. And that's what you're seeing in Christian McCaffrey. But I'm serious. Even watching the last couple weeks, I'm sitting and watching. And I tell you, I watched Ray Ray go down that right sideline. Why? I watched Christian McCaffrey. And then I sit back here saying to myself, damn, they don't even have Deebo. When did Deebo get back? You know what I mean? That was the thing I thought about when I watched Christian McCaffrey break up the middle in that game last week.
Given how the 49ers have sort of attacked their quarterback problem by basically working around it, and the number of teams that are not using the quarterbacks they started the season with, I think the number now is 17. Are you seeing the beginnings of a return to the reliance on the running game, even if it's not like the elemental run between the tackles kind of running game? Do you think this might be the beginning of a renaissance for great running backs in a league that has largely abandoned that in search of, you know, high-powered throwing offenses?
Yeah, we're going to come back to it. I tell you, we were in Germany and we were working and doing the Bucks game. That's one of the things that the Bucks head coach was talking about. He was talking about how cyclical the league is, you know, and you get at top 3 good years before you got to start putting in other things, you know, new systems, new other things, because people get so good at it. But yes, we are returning to the run game, was the great support run game, which is always interesting. And whenever you can win football, running the football, especially down in the red zone, all the red zone teams that are very good in the red zone, all of them, I guarantee, they're going to be very good at running the football.
Michael Irvin here with us on Damon and Ratto. What do you think would be the best outcome for Derek Carr? Because it looks like his era with the Raiders is over. If it were up to you to put him on another team to find success, where would you put him?
I hope the team understands this too. Now, remember, now Derek's now in that he's the Josh McDaniels system, you know, the Josh McDaniels system that he brought over. And remember what we always talk about with Tom Brady? That was always such, he played inside out in that system. Tom Brady played mostly inside. He had a good tight end. He had Wes Welker. He had the Julian Edelmans, my boy that I work with here. He had all this. And that Derek Carr, I've always thought, was an outside-in quarterback. He wants to play outside. That's his best friend out there, way outside, and Devontae Adams. You know, so I'm like, okay, where if I take Derek Carr? I don't want to put him back in. I want to put him in a system, more like the system I had when I was in Dallas, more of that timing system, where, hey, I'm dropping back 3, 5, and 7 steps. I'm making it easy to read. I'm letting this ball go. I think his arm and his arm strength will work better in that system as opposed to a system like Josh McDaniels has, where you're thinking so much as opposed to just letting your game play and your arm win.
What do you make of the Packers at this point? They shouldn't be in the playoffs at this point, but they kind of are. They just, you know, hammered Minnesota. Is this Aaron Rodgers, you know, suddenly rising from the dead yet again? Or is this just a false positive in your mind?
Well, you start out those first couple weeks, you're talking about you beat Chicago and the Rams. I didn't go crazy when you beat Chicago and the Rams. But you came back and beat Miami. And I said, all right, Miami now. Miami had a pretty good team, but now they're on a 5-game skid. This last win was a good win for them against Minnesota. So I was shocked that Minnesota did what they did, played the way they played, and let Aaron Rodgers back in this thing. But I don't think that I'm worried about Green Bay doing a whole lot of damage in the playoffs. Even if we talk about the top teams in the NFC, everybody would have said Minnesota was on the bottom of that rail. So the teams I say they beaten are still not the top teams in the NFC. But when you got Aaron Rodgers, you got a chance. But that's the last thing the 49ers should be worried about. Aaron Rodgers, he don't want to see 49ers. He'd rather see anybody except San Fran on his run in the playoffs.
So let's just assume the 49ers, you know, whether they're the 1 seed, the 2 seed, whatever, the playoffs have begun. Who is the best matchup coming to San Francisco? Who in your mind would be the worst?
That's a good one. Now, if Jalen Hurts is back and playing well and in a rhythm, that'd be a good match because they can try to match him physical on physical. You know what I'm saying? Physical on physical. And if you can stop the run and put it on Jalen Hurts, you'll have a chance to win that game. I'd say that would probably be that toughest match. I don't want Dallas to see him. I don't want Dallas to San Fran. I told you all that last year. I told you why last year until later on in the playoffs because I just think the way they run the ball and the defense they play, that's the kryptonite for Dallas. But the only other team I would say is probably, Jalen Hurts and the Eagles.
Let me just say, every single conversation we had with you last year was a pleasure, and every single conversation we've had with you this year. It's always a pleasure, Michael. Thank you, and Happy New Year.
Is that crazy to think we're moving into 2023, man? I just hope DeMar Hamlin and his family just have a great 2023. And, you know, I wanted to start off the right way with us getting great news about his condition. Thank you, guys, and Happy New Year to everybody else, too.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.